This morning, joining us by phone, we have Tina Bakehouse with us from the Golden Hills RC&D in Oakland. And we've got a lot of good stuff going on through the Golden Hills folks over there. Tina, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great, Jim. How are you?
Just fine. Thank you very much. What's happening with Golden Hills these days here in Southwest Iowa?
Well, there's lots of exciting things happening. We just a couple weeks ago, we did the Parks and People press release, and so that's exciting, where we're going to be connecting three different counties in Southwest Iowa with water trails and walking and biking trails, so we hope to expand that to other counties. But now this upcoming weekend, we have an art auction that's going to be supporting the Southwest Iowa Art Tour, which we have every September, and so that's this Saturday before the Super Bowl, February 3rd, from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Bella Terra Reception Vineyard, which is near Glenwood, Iowa. And so it's basically a great opportunity to come and taste some and sample some wine, have dessert, and see the amazing talent that we have in Southwest Iowa. We have over 60 different types of pieces of art from all over Southwest Iowa, and you get to do a silent auction as well as a live auction.
Wow. A lot of good talent around Southwest Iowa. Now, when I think art, I mean, there are a lot of ways to go with that. You could go with paintings, you could go with sculptures, you could go with all kinds of abstract things, too. Will we see a little bit of everything?
That's correct, yes, and all different price ranges, too, which is exciting. So you can get anything from jewelry to sculptures and pottery and coffee mugs to paintings and from oil to prints. And even we have culinary arts, so you can buy gift certificates for area restaurants and such. So it's a wide range of different types of art to get to enjoy and to support the art tour, because what has happened is the last 4 years that we've done it, we've had grants that have funded this art tour. Now we need to support the marketing as well as being able to coordinate the event, and it's been really beneficial for the different counties here in Southwest Iowa and the different small towns, $126,000 worth of economic impact that it's made. And so we want to keep it happening, and that's why we're doing this creative fundraiser.
Wow, that's awesome. Now, so how did you find these people who are providing the artwork for this? Is this something you coordinate ahead of time, or are they just generous benefactors?
Well, good question. So we've reached out to people who've been in the past with the art tour, ranging from Harvester Lofts and Council Bluffs to the Glenwood area to Malvern and Red Oak and Harlan, all different types of pockets of Southwest Iowa. And so we reached out to them and said, hey, you want to donate a piece and just whatever you're willing to donate? And they were generous and really believe in the tour, because they love, it's a great opportunity to get people in the small towns and to share and show what we have. And I believe that art in our small communities really adds a unique vibrancy and culture. And so this particular tour, the goal of it is to get not only the rural community to support artists and to buy art, but also to get those out of the cities into our small towns as well. So it's a really great way to have that economic development and to tap into the creativity that it resides right here in Southwest Iowa.
Oh, you bet. And I'm sure there are some folks that have it in their minds that the only place you can get art would be the big cities. That's the only place you're going to find high-quality stuff, but the stuff comes from all over.
That's right, and that's what makes it pretty incredible, is you have anything from oil paints to computer prints to beautiful, huge pottery. And we just have a lot of amazing talent that and even stained glass and weaving and things of that nature. And so in addition to getting to enjoy a silent auction for 2 to 4, you have the live auction. We'll have that from 4 to 5 with 10 bigger pieces. And then we'll have live music from Red Oak Band's Spare Time. So it's really tapping into a lot of different communities and coming all together. So a lot of the artists will actually be there. And so it's a great educational opportunity for the artists to talk about how they do their art and create their art, and that it does take more than, you know, just sit at a canvas and paint, but you actually have to educate yourself, practice your craft just like you would a sport or any other skill.
Oh, you bet you would. And now, is this going to be an actual auction-style event?
Yes. So what will happen is the doors will open at 2 o'clock. People come in, and from 2 to 4, they can enjoy Bella Terra's lovely wine and some desserts and mingle with people and check out the different items on the silent auction while they listen to live music. And then from 4 to 5 p.m. will be the live auction, which will have 10 pieces. I'll actually be the MC for this event, which should be fun. And it's $20 per person to enter for the wine tasting, as well as a donation to help with the Southwest Iowa Art Tour. Or if you're coming as a couple, it's $35. And we ask, it'd be ideal if you could make reservations. You can RSVP with me and contact me at tina@goldenhillsrcd.org. That's, again, tina@goldenhillsrcd.org. Or you can give me a call at 712-482-3029. Again, that's 712-482-3029. And we do have the opportunity, you can buy tickets online if you like that option as well, which if you visit our Southwest Iowa Art Tour website, which is swiaarttour.com. That's swiaarttour.com. And you should be able to easily and swiftly get some tickets that way. And we would love to see you. It's a great opportunity to kick off Super Bowl Sunday weekend with some art and some great community music and just really get to be together.
You know, most of us never get a chance to experience something like Sotheby's or one of those types of art auctions. It's a little out of our price range, and we'd be afraid to sneeze or something and accidentally buy something that we can't afford. This is an opportunity for us to go in and just kind of have a good time and enjoy some of those things and enjoy kind of the thrill and the fun of an auction-style atmosphere like that, and know that you're not having to mortgage the farm to be able to pick up something fun, but you're also getting something that is a quality piece that someone spent a lot of time with.
Absolutely. And even, the price range is anywhere from $15 to, hundreds of dollars. So you have that wide range of what you're comfortable with and what kinds of things your interest lies, and they make great gifts as well. And to me, it's really a great opportunity to support local as opposed to having to go to the city and shop elsewhere. It's great to just hang in a beautiful environment. Bella Terra is like escaping into Tuscany. It's a beautiful indoor space. They actually had an artist for four months in space creating sort of an Italian villa. And so you go in and you feel like you're in Italy. So in the funk of February, when it's kind of gray and cold, it's supposed to be about 37 degrees. Why not escape to Italy and spend time with some friends and have a good time?
Absolutely. And that's the thing. Bring friends.
Yeah, absolutely.
Want as many people to enjoy as possible. Now, you said they do need to register ahead of time if they can and get that taken care of so that they're ready to go for the evening?
That'd be ideal. We do accept people at the door, but we would love to know if you're coming. And you can do that again by calling me at 712-482-3029, or you can email me, tina@goldenhillsrcd.org. That's tina@goldenhillsrcd.org. Or you can just Google Southwest Iowa Art Tour and check out our website, and you can click on and buy tickets on our Facebook page or on that actual website.
Kind of fun, isn't it, to be able to reach out a little bit more into the mainstream? Golden Hills has done a lot of work with conservation issues and different things that are involved here in this region, but being able to reach out and I guess grab a hold of a lot more people as far as their interests go and things, and keep them involved in the process too. It's been fun, hasn't it?
It really has. It's been great because we started out as a resource conservation development organization, and we still do those things, which are very important because we do care about Iowa's land and people and healthy water resource and flood prevention. And so we're still doing work with Watershed and the West and East Nishnabotna. But what is really exciting is we've expanded to tap into what do people want for a vibrant, exciting, interesting community. And that includes art and culture and history and different types of events and local foods. And so bringing people together with live music, with food, is really a great way to support and keep people in their rural communities.
And not just be able to pay back a little bit by providing some of these programs and continuing to fund some of the things that you do, but also just be able to show people that you can really do a lot by just being involved.
Absolutely. And so that's why with this fundraiser is also to just remind people that we do have many, many artists just right here in our neck of the woods, and that are educators as well as just talented, and that to remind people that in September we do have a two-day art tour that's self-guided, and you can check out really the quaint and quaintness remnants of our small towns and all the different art that those communities provide.
Excellent. So bookmark the website, because you're going to go back to it several times to keep up on all the activities and things that are going on through Golden Hills. Tina, where is that again?
Yeah, well, our general website for Golden Hills is just www.goldenhillsrcd.org. That's goldenhillsrcd.org. And you can see our calendar of events, many of which we have a wide range, and we'll talk about next month how we have University of Iowa. We're going to have a talk at the Atlantic Public Library that's free to the public. So you'll have to keep your eyes and ears peeled for that exciting event.
Excellent. We keep touch about once a month. We get a chance to sit down and have a visit with Tina about some of the exciting things that are going on, and it's fun. It's fun to be active. Very good.
Yes, and I certainly appreciate it, Jim, and all your support.
You bet. Well, Tina, take care, and good luck with that. Again, that's coming up this Saturday in Glenwood. Make sure you make your plans.
Yes, thank you. From 2 to 5 p.m., and it's just a great way to get out and about and enjoy some good wine and music and art.